You know, we've also been tracking the long reach of the 2008 financial crisis this week, which marks its 10th anniversary with the collapse of Lehman Brothers later this week. On Monday, I was reunited with Lynn and Milo White, who lost their family home near Phoenix to foreclosure. I met them back in 2009 and followed their story for about 2 years, and Milo reminded me this week how hard losing the house was on his kids.
Well, I think that they all lost a sense of home, really. A place that you can call home, that you can go home to. I think Michele really suffered the most.
Michele White was a sophomore in high school when we first met. She's now 24 and a recent graduate from the University of Utah. I was happy to learn that she made an unexpected trip to the studio with her parents when they sat down to speak with me. So after I got an update from Lynn and Milo, I asked Michele how she was doing after all these years.
I'm doing well. I just graduated college and a lot has changed in the last 10 years.
Yeah, that is for sure. What are you doing now? Are you working?
So I was working. I mostly worked full time. I went to school full time all through college, it took me 5.5 years, I believe. So I'm taking a little bit of a break. I saved up some money and I'm just doing ceramics right now. I enjoy doing pottery and kind of selling that as I can and just taking it easy.
So how did you pay for college? You know, your parents went through a major financial crisis. I'm sure they probably weren't able to help you very much. I don't know. But how did you handle that financially?
That was extremely difficult. Financial aid, FAFSA, doesn't take into consideration if your parents have filed for bankruptcy, and they require you to file under them until age 24, which is how old I am right now. So up until my last semester of college, I was relying solely on student loans. I got no grants. Even though my parents couldn't pay anything, FAFSA was assuming that they were contributing, I believe, close to $16,000 a year for my tuition.
Because of how much money their jobs were bringing in every year, even though they were struggling to recover from the bankruptcy.
That's correct, yeah.
Huh. So what did that mean for you? I mean, now you're in debt. How much debt are you in?
I believe it's just over $30,000.
Wow. Did that worry you, especially knowing, you know, your family's background with a bankruptcy, with the housing crisis? I mean, I'm sure that's not how you wanted to start your time after college.
Yeah, it's definitely not how I planned or envisioned this happening. I am worried. I kind of tried not to think about it while I was going through school, and I just graduated last month, and so it's kind of hitting me now. I was just doing whatever I could do in order to get through college and get a degree, you know, and now I kind of have to face the reality of how much debt I'm in, and I definitely need to get a job soon and have stability to be able to pay the monthly loans that the government requires you to pay on student debt.
Do you remember the day we met? All those many years ago?
It's a little bit foggy, but I remember, I think, a little bit.
You ran up the stairs when I tried to ask you how the family finances were affecting you. You were in high school. I mean, who would blame you? But I mean, just now that you're an adult, you've graduated from college, you have some perspective on all of this. What are your thoughts on the way the housing crisis is still permeating through people's lives, even though we appear to be in this beautiful recovery?
I think a lot of people in the country think that we're kind of past it. Even when they bring up like 2008 financial crisis, there was a movie about it recently that I went to see with some friends, and it kind of hit home. Like, it was just people watching like my life on the screen, you know, like how much it affected my family. And it's still affecting. At that point, my parents were still paying their bankruptcy payment. And, you know, here I am very far in debt with school. And I think a lot of people think that it's just recovered, and it hasn't. Mm. There's still damage being done. And so it does seem a little bit personal that a lot of people have moved past it, but I don't think we ever will.
Your parents have told me that we'll never be in a position again to buy a house. What about you? I mean, does that, the idea of taking the risk to buy a house, make sense to you at all?
It scares me a lot. And I think about it sometimes as like the American dream. It would be great to buy a house with my partner and like not have to worry. And it is kind of always in the back of my head, like our family seems so stable and we did not see this coming, that it could always turn around. So right now, of course, I'm renting. I think my generation, millennials, a lot of people have come to the terms with the fact that maybe we never will own homes. And I kind of joke about if I own a home, it's going to be a tiny home because it's the only mortgage I would be able to pay.
All right. Michaela White, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.